Brought to you by Charity Mobile, the phone company that supports life and family. 5% of your monthly plan price goes to your favorite charity. Buy the way you believe at charitymobile.com and use promo code TRADITION. Just a few days ago, I reported to you results of Pew Research survey data that showed that only 20% of Christians in the United States go to church on a regular basis. That for Catholics, this is about 28%. For mainline Protestants, it's about 40%. And for other denominations, though, who for whatever reason don't call themselves Catholic or Protestant, it's even lower than that. And when you dig into the research data, you find that when you incorporate cell data, you find that it's not even close to 20% of Catholics go to Mass. Cellular phone tracking data is available for those who have the ability to purchase it. Oftentimes, this is from marketing companies do this, but research firms will do this as well. And researchers took that cellular data and applied it to the number of people who actually go to church by just looking to see where they go on a Sunday. What they found is that only 4.5% of Americans go to church regularly every Sunday. Keep that in mind as we go over this story to you here, because this will make all the more sense. Headline from the Baltimore Sun. Proposal would radically reshape Catholic Baltimore, cut parishes by 66%. There are so few people going to Mass in Baltimore that they should stop calling it Catholic Baltimore. Anybody who's even vaguely familiar with the history of Maryland will know that Catholics were some of the earliest settlers of that state. Long before it was ever a state entered into the Union, it was a place that Catholics could go, hence why it's named Maryland, Maryland. Now, so few people go to Mass on a regular basis that they are drastically reducing the number of parishes there, including closing some historic parishes. Mass attendance is so low, in fact, that it's embarrassing to talk about. And, of course, many of these parishes will be liquidated, of course, to take care of outstanding bills from the Ted McCarrick problem that rocked the church in America in 2003, and for other, of course, financial reasons. The church there is on life support. And most surprisingly, until you understand the nature of the men we're talking about here, those running the church, those in positions of authority in the West, especially in the U.S., they're closing one of the most thriving parishes of all of them, the traditional parish. I'll have a letter from the Bishop of Baltimore here towards the end of this. Let's go to this news story first, though, from the article, quote, "The Archdiocese of Baltimore has been working for 2 years to develop a plan for retooling its operations in the city, and officials have taken their biggest steps so far in asserting how serious they are about changing how it does business in Baltimore. Our proposal shared Sunday with parishioners would, if approved, slash the number of parishes in the city and several suburbs from 61 to 21. It would reduce the number of worship sites in the same area from 59 to 26. The sites that would be lost reflect more than 730 years total of the city's Catholic life. Patrick Woods, deacon at St. Pius X in Towson for the last decade, described a sad scene at Sunday Mass when parishioners learned of the proposal for their congregation to be absorbed into the Cathedral of Mary, our Queen. It was heartbreaking, Woods said. I would describe the mood and the experience today as heartbreaking. Each of these new geographically larger parishes would feature a single central worship site where Mass would be held and sacraments such as weddings, baptisms, and funerals offered. Four of the big parishes would include a second worship site within their borders. The plan incorporates three new models: a mosaic, in which a single site serves as a one-stop shop, offering a range of services; a radiating type, with one worship site connecting in outward rays to locations with specialized services; and a Catholic Commons approach, a format resembling a corner store. Most of the remaining worship sites would fit the mosaic model, but at least four would be part of a radiating format. One or two of the corner store variety would be created. All would ideally serve what the Archdiocese says is the goal of its Seek the City to Come initiative, which is to build a leaner and more responsive church at a time when Catholicism and Baltimore itself face an array of existential challenges. The Most Reverend Bruce A. Lewandowski, the Baltimore Auxiliary Bishop who helped direct the initiative, said he hopes seek the city will create parishes that, while smaller, are alive with Mass, the sacraments, and the gospel, and are well-resourced with ministers and pastoral care workers, and also with material resources. Another goal, he said, is that they help restore neighborhoods in decline. End quote. When you read this story and other stories, you start to you find out something. That Mass attendance in Baltimore is down to 2,000 Catholics a week, give or take. When you see these studies, these initiatives that the bishops come up with, seek the city to come. When you see them, they always have those kind of names. Whenever you see one, if your diocese hasn't released one of these yet, if you start hearing about something with a name like that, be wary. They always come with parish closures. Always. This is one of the most draconian ones I've ever seen. 61 to 21. That's a cut by two-thirds. And many of those parishes will be liquidated, sold off, turned into restaurants, apartment buildings, office space, gyms. You name whatever wrong use for a church you can come up with, and you'll find stories of these from the United States and England and Europe where parishes had that exact thing done to them. Perhaps most maddening in all of this, though, is this letter from the Archdiocese of Baltimore. It was written on the 13th of March, but was only read out to parishioners this past Sunday. I almost reported on this Sunday morning last week to give some of the parishioners there a warning, given that this is involving a local traditional parish. But I decided against it. So here we have this letter from the Archdiocese of Baltimore, and I'm sorry that the images here are a little blurry, but this is an actual photograph of the letter on the letterhead of the Archbishop. I'm going to read it to you in full. Dear parishioners, beginning in 2012, following the guidance given by Holy Mother Church through the Apostolic Letter Summorum Pontificum, St. Mary's has had the opportunity to celebrate Mass in two forms, according to the Missal of 1962, also known as the Extraordinary Form, and according to the liturgical books promulgated by St. Paul VI and St. John Paul II, then known as the Ordinary Form and also called the Novus Ordo. As you are aware, in 2021, Holy Mother Church updated that guidance in light of the experience of the Universal Church through the Apostolic Letter Traditionis Custodis, instructing the Catholic faithful throughout the world that the liturgical books promulgated by St. Paul VI and St. John Paul II are, quote, the unique expression of the Roman Rite. Traditionis Custodis went into immediate effect in July 2021 and could have resulted in the immediate cessation of Mass according to the Missal of 1962. For the pastoral good of the faithful, the Holy See in its wisdom granted an indult to allow St. Mary's to temporarily continue Mass according to the Missal of 1962 during a period of transition. The purpose of the indult was to allow those who had become accustomed to Mass according to the Missal of 1962 to receive catechesis and formation so they would become welcome and embrace the Novus Ordo. As this transition period will soon be coming to a close, it is now important to share what will take place after the indult expires in August. After much careful and prayerful consideration, I have discerned that for the pastoral good of all the faithful in the Archdiocese of Baltimore, the celebration of the liturgical rites and pastoral care, according to the Missal of 1962 within the Archdiocese of Baltimore on or after August 1st, 2024, will be entrusted solely to the Priestly Fraternity of St. Peter, FSSP, at the National Shrine of St. Alphonsus Liguori in Baltimore. The charism, constitutions, formation, and experience of this community make them the best suited to and most capable of celebrating the sacraments and providing pastoral care in the long term, according to the norms of the Holy See. For those who, for whatever reason, have not been able to make the transition to the Novus Ordo. For St. Mary's, this means that the last Mass, according to the Missal of 1962, will take place at 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, July 28, 2024. Thereafter, at St. Mary's, including the 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, will be celebrated according to the Novus Ordo as they had been prior to 2012. I'm most grateful for the efforts of former Pastor Father Ernest Cibelli and current Pastor Father James Borick, who have shepherded the St. Mary's community through this transition period, and a great number of St. Mary's parishioners who have in time transitioned from the Mass according to the Missal of 1962 to the Novus Ordo. I am likewise grateful to the priestly fraternity of St. Peter, who have truly shepherded both graciously and faithfully the parish community of the National Shrine of St. Alphonsus Liguori, most recently under Father Ian Bozant, FSSP, the current pastor. I pray the Holy Spirit continue to fill the clergy, staff, and parish community of St. Mary's with wisdom and courage to fulfill the mission of the Church and to go make disciples, sharing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, building the kingdom of God in Hagerstown and beyond. With prayers for your parish community, I am faithfully in Christ, Most Reverend William E. Laurie, Archbishop of Baltimore. You'll note there at the end, there's a typo that said that the end, it was the dating was the 23rd of March, was March 2023, but at the beginning, it was March of this year. This letter has gone and made the rounds online. They are shutting down everything but the FSSP parish. And you know in that letter that even the FSSP there are temporary. He didn't say it explicitly. What he said was that it's for the people who have yet to make the transition to the Novus Ordo. And we saw in the accompanying letter of Traditionis Custodis that that is the intention, that is the plan, to eliminate all presentations of the traditional form of liturgy. It's reported widely, by the way, that the Mass at the FSSP and at any of the traditional Mass offerings anywhere in Baltimore were standing room only. And yet those are the parishes they're closing, shuffling them off to the FSSP. Coming to a diocese near you, almost certainly. Let me know what you think about this in the comments, please. Hit like and subscribe if you haven't, it does help. So to sharing this on social media, that helps too. And as always, pray for the Church. I'm Anthony Stein. Ave Maria.